Across America, BP supports more than 275,000 jobs to keep energy flowing. Jobs like updating turbines at one of our Indiana wind farms, and producing more oil and gas with fewer operational emissions in the Gulf of Mexico. It's and, not or. See what doing both means for energy nationwide at bp.com/investing in America.
A call at 877-931-4TNT.
Hello!
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Speaking of birthdays, Glynis Johns is done having them. All right.
Another top-notch segue.
Thank you. She died at age 100.
100.
First Deadpool pick of the year. She was the mom on the Mary Poppins movie. You want to check that out from years ago. But she's been famous for years. And they've showed a bunch of her old videos, let's say, on the news. Of movies and stuff she's done. But she died at 100. And, yeah, she was picked by
Boogie's Branch Beatin' Biz.
Right.
Boogie's Branch Service.
Boogie's Firing Range. Boogie's Yoga Ass Control.
Boogie's Gin and Catatonic.
Well, I like that one.
That's
a good
one. Yeah.
Why am I K hat in this? What's K hat mean?
Boog NK hat in the morning.
Am I figuring that out yet?
K hat.
Boog would be you and
right
and
yeah into more yeah you gotta let us know you know
yeah I'm kind of lost.
I can't
on
figure
that
out
too.
Clean Torres half the time. All right,
yeah, you're out on this one.
Boogie's Branch Service, Butt Plug Bike, and Cabin Man.
Like, they spelled Boogie's with a U for the branch service.
Boogies.
Oh, they did, yeah.
They're like bourgeois.
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner's Nutsack.
Yeah.
Can't Tourniquet the Taint.
Captain Canker Goo, Captain Flippy Nips.
Captain Canker Goo, I believe, is one of the ones that's at the top of the list right now.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I like that name.
In the 15-way tie for first place.
And Carnival Personnel also had Glynis Johns.
Casey. So how is it not a 100-way tie for first place?
You also get points for where you rank a person on the list, 1 to 10.
As a Deadpool
that's how
player.
But number of hits, Nick takes over, though.
Right.
I've never
really been concerned about the points.
I mean, it kind of matters early in the game.
By the end of the year, we've never had to go to bonus points to decide a winner. It's always been just straight-up hits.
That's rare, though. That surprised me. I'm surprised we haven't had two people with 8 hits, or two people with 7 hits, or two people with 9 hits. Yeah. That's crazy. Right.
Cream rises to the top at the end of the year.
Never had to go to the tiebreaker.
No. And so, I mean, really, it is a 207-way tie for first place.
Technically, but I still like this.
You know, we do have a secondary way of sorting these down.
When we found out Cleet Torres was happy, he was leading last year at the beginning.
And by the way, Cleet is in a many-way tie for second.
Oh, that's
so
right.
He did have Glynis Johns, and he's right there getting after that back-to-back.
Get through the C's there while you're at it, Todd. Start with the Casey there.
Casey Anthony and the 3 SOTOMs.
Chinese sounding
trap.
Yeah. Chody McChodeface. I'm surprised that's not your son, Nick, playing that game.
You know? Yeah, it could be.
Is this one of those that I can't say it?
Oh, yeah. Well,
Chuck's a Nazi.
Well, Chuck's
A Nazi. Okay, yeah. Chuck's a Nazi. Okay. Man.
Stop it, Chuck.
You really hate Chuck.
Well, Chuck, don't be a Nazi.
Well,
man.
You know, he could be. There seems to be a proliferation of them.
Yeah, yeah. And they think that's American for some reason, too. That's crazy. Because they're dumb. I forgot. Cleet's Bad Calls. Whoa. Hitting on Cleet Blakeman there. All right.
And 2023 Deadpool champion Cleet Torres had Glynis Johns. And we mentioned that yesterday. We went through his list yesterday. Clown Love. And C. Marcus 88. And Cocaine Bear with Great Teeth.
Coin Toss for Dummies by Cleet. That book's still on. That's his third printing, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Cool Whip Bandit.
Cotton Candy Sparkle Puss.
Craig's Creeping Death. Crisco Gaines. I always love that one.
Please be careful.
Careful on this one.
I get this a lot, too, and I've nailed it, man. Cuck my sock. Yes.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah. Don't say it again.
Yeah.
I don't think I can say that first one.
Oh, we stopped at C's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't say the daddy long.
Oh, yeah. I like it, but I don't know that we can say it.
Not a creepy. Oh, I don't know. I thought you probably
should. Daddy long D and a creepy peepees.
All right.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tim Gaither is going to be in the studio with us. He's the Funny Bone this weekend, a little later on this morning. Friday already. All right. Todd's birthday. We're celebrating Todd's birthday.
Are you all planning your national park trips this summer? Because I have a list of national parks that will require, because national parks are now more popular than ever.
Just because it's your birthday, don't you get to do these kind of stories.
These eight parks will require.
And more popular than ever, that's got to be a low bar.
And it is a low bar.
Reservations.
And Todd hates them because other people like to go there. Yeah. You know?
Well, no, I love them. I think they're a great concept. Some of them are a little too crowded for my taste, so I will go to the less crowded.
How about Pierce Brosnan getting busted over the holidays? Did you hear that story?
What did you do?
He walked back into that hot springs area. I don't know. You know that.
Oh, in Yellowstone. Yeah, he went into a restricted area in Yellowstone. And you don't do that.
Well, not even James Bond?
Come on, he's James Bond.
No.
Thank you.
No exceptions. You don't damage the environment.
He was charged by U.S. National Park Service rangers with trespassing in Yellowstone National Park. He was in the area shooting a movie or something. Something with Samuel L. Jackson. Caught off the trail near Mammoth Hot Springs on November 1st.
You got to stay on the boardwalk there. First of all, it's for your safety. And second of all,
he's James Bond, man. He's safe.
You don't damage the environment.
Well, it does say here the park website notes that the ground near the hot springs is unstable and can easily give way to the boiling hot acid pools beneath.
Oh,
yeah.
Want any part of that.
We've lost a few guys to the boiling hot acid pool. Remember the guy with they found a shoe?
Right.
Oh, in 2016, 23-year-old man died in the lower geyser basin after leaving the boardwalk. Authorities deemed it too unsafe to recover his body, which dissolved almost completely by the next day.
Nasty stuff.
Whoa, that's a terrible way to go.
How quick do you die?
Probably pretty quickly I read a story
yesterday where there was a woman. This is in Russia and it happened when there was a Morbid Knowledge
Twitter
feed.
From the hypothermia, you'd probably burn up
pretty
quickly.
The heat would kill you real quick.
There was a woman cleaning out a caramel tank.
Oh no!
In Russia, at this candy factory, and all of a sudden, boiling caramel. I usually say the word caramel.
Oh, this is straight out of Wonka.
Yeah, it actually just fell on top of her, and all they saw was her legs sticking up. Apparently, it boils you instantly.
Oh yeah, I'm looking. I found the story. 2017, a Russian woman died after molten caramel filled a huge tank she had been cleaning in a tragic freak
accident.
Caramel's
so good too, Nick. Think about that. It's in your mouth for a second.
It was boiling.
She was boiling alive.
She was cleaning it. It might have been empty.
Yeah, it's probably the pain. You feel the pain.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the tank
couldn't even like eat any of it.
But you would smell
it. If it's
going
to take you, you could eat some.
It'd be the sweet smell of caramel death.
Yeah. It's a Willy Wonka death.
It is. Total Wonka death.
Yeah.
It's better than being boiled in crap. You know, it might as well be something sweet.
Yeah.
The mother of one instantly submerged when the hot caramel started gushing into the mixer with only her legs sticking out.
Yeah.
One onlooker said she did not cry. No other noise was heard. She was cleaning the mixer with the caramel. Suddenly began to flow into the bowl. Boom.
I'm guessing once that boiling stuff hits you, you're probably in shock immediately.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, think about what happens if you just like burn your finger.
That's written down.
That's like immediate pain. It's like your complete focus. You're just like,
She was. That was in the big book, by the way. She was supposed to die.
It's part of the plan.
Yeah, part of the plan. That's part of God's plan.
Well, I think it's sadder that she only has one kid, because that kid doesn't even have a sibling. They could be like, wasn't that weird what happened to mom?
I know. Yeah.
Acadia National Park will require reservations for Cadillac Summit Road. That's your more popular road that goes to the top of Acadia National Park.
I knew that.
Arches National Park, the entire park, that's getting super busy.
Yeah, because other people want to see it, Todd.
Right.
It's not your park.
Haleakala in Maui for the sunrise viewing at the summit. I would like to do that. I would go to that busy park.
You were just there, man. You were there, right?
Well, not on Maui. I've never been to Maui, but they take a bus up to the top really early in the morning, and what a lot of people forget is when you go up to 10,000 feet, it gets cold. They think they're in Hawaii, and they don't bring any warm. Right. And then they give you a bicycle, and you just coast down the mountain after you look at the sunset.
Yeah.
Glacier National Park will require reservations for going to the Sun Road, which is basically the only road that goes through the park.
A comedian told us that story. And the guy used to hung out with the guy that passed away hung out with the Kinnison.
Oh, Carl LeBeau.
Yeah, LeBeau did that.
Carl's still alive.
Yeah. No, LeBeau's dead.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did he pass?
Yeah, he did.
Carl told us a story. He did that, Todd, drifting down that on a bike.
Took the bike ride down.
I remember telling us that story. That did seem pretty cool. That'd be something I would do. Better than walking around saying, oh, how great there's a tree.
That day that I drove to the top of Pike's Peak, there was some sort of bicycle thing going on with a bunch of professional bicycle riders.
Better be professional.
Riding down Pike's Peak.
Oh, okay.
Those guys were coming the other way just flying.
I'm not flying on that.
They had to have been doing 30, 40 miles an hour on bicycles.
Did they have to go up?
I don't know. I don't know what, but they were coming down as we were going up, and those dudes were flying.
Man.
That had to have been scary as hell.
Right off the cliff, man.
They're used to it. They're totally in control.
Man, I was scared driving a vehicle.
Come on. The Tour de France guys are totally in control, too.
Oh, yeah.
And one guy goes down, everybody's going off the cliff.
Oh, yeah. Then were they running in packs a la Tour de France? Where if one guy went down, he would take out 8 or 10 more?
A bit more spaced out.
But even then,
but still,
it doesn't take long to catch up the next guy. You know?
Well, I mean, like I say, your brakes go out once, and then boom, you're just off the edge of Pike's Peak.
Right.
Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado. The entire park requires reservations. Shenandoah, I haven't been to that one. Maybe Tyler and I could meet in Washington, D.C. some year. Yeah. Run over to Shenandoah National Park in Virginia.
Why would we meet there?
Old Rag Mountain. Well, we could go out there while you're seeing the family in Pennsylvania.
I got it.
Yosemite. Yeah, you need reservations there, entire park. And Zion National Park for the Angel's Landing Trail. So make your seriously, if you're going to a national park, make those reservations now. Even for the summer.
Or do something fun.
Or cool, right. Todd, somebody loved the best of because they said you nailed Yosemite Sam doing the best of. Do another Yosemite for us on your birthday.
See, I don't like doing those on demand.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they got to come.
The spirit's
I don't think
moving.
You ever do Yosemite Sam just out of the blue. It's usually on demand. You know?
Can you fish
and somebody wants
parks?
To bring Brad the Insult mug should come back too, by the way.
I don't think so.
Todd's not on demand on his birthday.
I'm just trying to figure out, of all the things you've done here, why is Brad the Insult mug the thing that you just, I'm not doing that anymore. That's just not even.
That's not even worth pursuing.
But you almost seem like ashamed of Brad.
Well, it started out to be, it wasn't even an insult, it was coffee cup guy. And then it turned into Brad the Insult mug. Two different guys, obviously, you know.
Like Brad the Insult mug's like a reluctant hero.
Yeah.
Not the hero we want, but the hero we need.
Yeah.
Tim Gaither in the studio later on. Come on back.